you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go. 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 This the way to go.
You are now listening to The Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.
John 17 and 17 is sanctify. That is the primary word that we're going to deal with in today's message. Now, in order for us to understand what it means to be sanctified, I want us to have an understanding of the opposite of being sanctified. When something or someone is not sanctified, they are defiled, a biblical term, defiled. Now, there are a number of meanings of defiled, but I want to just give you a few this morning to paint a picture so we can have knowledge and understanding. When something or someone is defiled, they're dirty. They're foul. I mean, they are messy. Biblically, when a person is defiled, they have violated God's word. They have made something profane or ungodly. Something that is defiled, young people, is spotted. It has blemish. It's not clean or pure. Something or someone that's defiled is profane, ungodly, spotted, stained, or profane. Now, there are a number of things that can be defiled. This morning, I just want to talk about two in the message. We need to make sure, we need to strive that we do not defile ourselves as well as God's sanctuary. We do not need to cause God's sanctuary or ourselves to become polluted, dirty, profane, unholy, sinful, and such. We need to preserve God's sanctuary or his house. And we need to preserve or keep ourselves from becoming defiled. Are you with me? Let's go further and let's look at some truths in the Bible about defiling oneself or one's sanctuary. Because, see, we live in a day and time where you hear people talk about self-care. You hear people talk about mental health and so forth. But bottom line, as a child of God, young people, we just don't need to defile ourselves. We need to make sure that our mind is in the right place. How we talk is in the right place, and how we act is not profane. Are y'all with me? All right, so let's look at a few truths. Let's start in the book of Psalm. And as we go along, I'm just going to break it on down, okay? Let's look at Psalm 74. Now, the book of Psalm is the largest book in the Bible, okay? Now, if you see Matthew, Mark, you're going the wrong way. Go the other way. All right? Psalm 74 and verse number 7. And it reads, they have set fire to your sanctuary. They have defiled the dwelling place of your name. Look at this, to the ground. Lord have mercy. We need to avoid defiling God's sanctuary. These folk defiled, the text says, God's house, and they made it so profane and disgusting. We don't need to do that. We need to make sure, young people, that we always honor God's house. This is hallowed ground. There are certain things that you do at your house you should never do in God's house. There are certain things that we may talk about at our own house. We shouldn't bring that into God's house. This is holy. Are you with me? Certain things you may look at and listen to on your phone, when you at school, at home, and other places. But don't profane or defile God's house with that same stuff that you know you may not have any business looking at or listening to. I've seen some young people just come to God's house and they'll sit in service with their headphones on. And sometimes I wonder, what are they listening to? We need to make sure we have the mindset that we do not defile God's house. Yeah, this altar up here, this is holy. We don't play around up here. This is where we bring sacrifices to our God, whether it be offerings or ourself. You just don't throw peppermint and candy paper or eat food in God's house. No, no, this is holy. We don't want to disrespect our God. Are y'all with me? Notice my notes, young people. God's sanctuary and servants should be highly respected. We should recognize his house as sacred and holy. This is not a bedroom. We sleep in the bed at home. We should be awake in God's house. Why? We respect God's house. We honor God's house. We don't play games in God's house. Anything that will bring him dishonor. How many would agree with what's being said by a show of hands? Yeah. This is why I come to talk to God. This is why I come to pray. This is why I come to worship. This is why I come to hear a word from heaven. This is just not a place. No, this is God's house. And it should always be respected as such. His instruments, his equipment, these things are sacred, young folk. Yes. If you agree, shout, I agree. Now look at Jesus. He taught this same message in his day. Follow me to Mark 11. Y'all go to Mark 11. This type of teaching, young folk, we should not only receive it and agree with it, but as you grow, you should teach your friends, as well as when you have your own family, you let them know the importance of God's house. Look how Jesus taught in his day, young people, in Mark 11 and 17. It says, then he taught, saying to them, is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer or worship for all nations? But you have made it a den of thieves. See, there were people back in Jesus' day that they didn't respect God's house. And they came in God's house and they were doing some things and polluting some things in God's house. They were selling goods and treating God's house like a marketplace. When Jesus saw what they were doing, he came in there angry. Matter of fact, we don't see Jesus this angry nowhere else in Scripture. He came into God's house and started overturning the tables, letting folk know there are just certain things we should not do in God's house. You don't come to God's house to get a girlfriend or a boyfriend. No, you come to God's house to worship. I don't come for this, that, or the other. The primary purpose is to worship our God. Am I right about it? Now, you're going to meet folk at church, right? But we need to keep worship the primary focus. Would y'all agree? All right. Let's go to Psalm. Let's go to Psalm 106. And I love God's house. Do y'all? Yeah, I love God's house. I love coming into God's house feeling his presence. I love coming into God's house, seeing God use young people, giving him the glory. I love coming to God's house, hearing a word, and allowing that word to change my entire life. If I'm talking about you, look at somebody and say, I love God's house. Yeah, because every church ain't God's house. But when you find God's house, you should love it. Psalm 106. Oh, Lord. Psalm 106 and 39. Okay? And 39. Thus they were defiled, look at this, by their own works. They played the harlot by their own deeds. These folks defiled themselves by the things that they did. See, if you and I are a child of God, you don't just need to be a child of God at church. You and I need to be a child of God at the mall, at school, at your cousin's house, and we need to watch the deeds that we do so we don't pollute ourselves. We have to keep ourselves pure. There are certain things your friends may touch and do. Hey, they not saved, but you got to remember, I'm Christian. I don't need to defile myself with my deeds. Look at somebody and say, watch what you do. Yeah, not just what you do, but taking it on further, we can defile ourselves by the words that we say. We can defile or pollute ourselves or find ourselves in sin by just singing certain things, doing certain things. Look at somebody and say, you got to be careful. Yeah, I got to be careful. I have messed up myself, and I've had to repent in times past. Yeah, y'all with me? All right. We can defile or curse ourselves by the words we speak or the songs that we sing. Look at James 3. I have it here for you. James 3 and 6. Look what James said. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity or sin. The tongue is so set among our members or our body that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. Have you ever said something that you knew was wrong and it affected your life? Yeah, you can say something and it affects you. That's how powerful our words are. I got to bring it on home. Look at somebody say, even when it comes to the songs that you sing or rap, be careful. Yeah, you don't want to defile yourself. Look at this young brother right here. This young brother named Lil Durk. And I spelled his name wrong here, but it's Lil Durk. How many of y'all ever heard of Lil Durk? Yeah, many of us have. He got this song called Chirac Demons. Now, when I seen that, I was just like, well, I know I don't need to be listening to that. But you know, some young folk, they be like, but it sounds so good. You have to be careful, not just with what it sounds like, but what these artists are saying. Because you can curse yourself. Look what he said in this song. He said, I F half the strippers. Okay. Yeah. I was effing Hooper's baby mamas. I might pull out quick and bust up on they face, ain't use a condom. Now I'm calling cap, but this is what he said. This is what he said in the song. He's promiscuous, sleeping around without a condom, pulling out and doing all kind of crazy stuff. Now, if you get to prophesying this on yourself, the Bible says it's not what comes out of a person that, not what goes in a person that defiles them, but what comes out. You start singing stuff like this. Hey, I F half the strip. Hold up now. You ain't even old enough to go to the strip club. You lying. Pull out quick and use a comp. Now, you can do that, but you are putting yourself in the path of ruin. Yeah. Now, he just dropped a new song called No Interviews. Oh, yeah. Just the other day. Look at this. These hoes F for a name. I'll never Birkin bag these bees. Won't buy them nice purses. I've been trying to stop taking drugs. Feel like I love to clog my kidneys. I'm dirt, but call me Schmirk Ninja. Because every time I'm grinning, like Kodak said, take a Percocet Ninja, everybody turn gremlin. That sounds like demon possession. You go take some drugs, and now folks starting to look like gremlins, and they changing, and they you hallucinating. That's demon possession. Look at somebody say, you got to be careful. Oh, yeah, you can defile yourself by the words that you say. God does not want us, young people, to defile ourselves or his church. Would y'all agree? He don't want us to defile ourselves or his church. Paul broke it down in Ephesians 5 and 27, where he talked about how his church should be clean, without spot, without blemish. He wants us to be sanctified. Woo! Look at somebody say, he wants us to be sanctified. Yeah, he don't want us to be dirty. He don't want us doing hoes. He don't want us in the strip club. He don't want us doing Percocets. He don't want us getting high. He wants us to be sanctified. Look at somebody say, he wants us to be sanctified. Yeah, we see it in John 17, 17, our main text. Sanctify them. I want my young people to be sanctified. I want my college students to be sanctified. I want young adults to be sanctified. I want children that are preteens to be sanctified. Well, how are you going to accomplish this, Lord? How are we going to be sanctified? He tells us in the text. He says, by truth. Now, before I deal with what truth is, let's look at sanctify. Y'all still with me? When a person is sanctified, they're consecrated. Consecrated means they're set aside for a specific purpose. And that's how you have to look at your life as a Christian. You are set aside for God's purpose. You know, back when I was coming up, grandmama, they used to build houses with dining rooms, kitchen, and living rooms. Living room is where you went and everybody sat on special occasions. The kitchen is where you went every day to get something to eat. But the dining room had a special table. The dining room had special plates called china. They had special forks, and sometimes it either sat in the cabinet or just sat on the table, and you'd be like, why ain't nobody eating there? It's for special occasions. And that's how your life is in Christ. You're special. You just don't do like the crowd. You're consecrated. You're set aside for God's specific purpose. You're holy. And the Bible says that we should be holy because our God is holy. And being holy doesn't mean you dress where everything is covered from the crown of your head and you can't see nothing but some blinking eyes. No. To be holy just simply means to be like the Word or to be like God. Somebody shout, you got to be holy. Yeah. I'm clean or I'm dedicated to God. It's just like those special shoes that you got. You wear them special occasions, certain outfits. You don't wear that everywhere. You don't go get your prom suit and wear that everywhere. You don't wear your prom dress everywhere. No, that's for special occasions. You don't want nobody to spill nothing on it. You don't want nobody to step on it. It's for special occasions. When you get your cap and gown and graduate, you ain't going to wear it no other time but that day and maybe the day after. It's for a special occasion. That's how your life is. It's set aside to be used specifically by God. And so God helps us to become sanctified by giving us truth. Sanctification, young people, is a process. In order for us to be pleasing in God's sight, for us to be clean, we got to go through a process. You think about it. How many have ever washed your own clothes before? Let me see them hands. Guess what? To get your clothes clean, it got to go through a process. First, it gets soaked in the water. Then the soap is released. Then it goes through different cycles like a spin cycle. Then it dries out. Then it adds more water to it. Then it goes through another spin cycle. But when it's all said and done, when the process is over and you take them clothes out, guess what? They clean. And see, God does the same thing for us, young folk. Y'all ain't saying nothing, but that's a good example. Ooh, that's a real good example because somebody's like, oh, I see now. He takes us through a process. Yeah, every time we come to church, he's going to give us a word that cleans us up. If we receive that word, it'll get the dirt off from behind your ear. It'll cause your breath to get fresh. Woo, it'll change the way you walk, change the way you talk. Every time we get some truth, it'll take us through different stages and it'll clean us up. And so truth got to come and hit us where we live. Truth got to come and hit us where we live. How many know truth hurts sometimes? Yeah, truth will step all up on your toes and on your back. Why? Because God wants to sanctify us. Truth is what sanctifies. Truth is what's going to help you to stop lying. Truth is what's going to help you to stop being lazy. Truth is what's going to help you to stop cussing. Truth is what will help a person to stop being a hoe. Truth will help us to live by faith or be sanctified. Man, I used to try to stop doing things on my own, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't be sanctified on my own. I needed some truth. I needed God's word to help me to get right. Woo, if some things I stopped doing, but it only lasted a couple of days, I was right back to doing it. But when truth got a hold to me, it sanctified. So my question to you is the reason that you're not doing certain things you should be doing, is it because you haven't been receiving truth? Why? Truth is going to clean us up. How many are receiving? All right, we're going to get a little bit more touchy, but I got to give us the truth, okay? So let's look at some truths as I hit the corner about being sanctified. That's an old school word. You don't hear a lot of folk talk about that in our day and time. Sanctification still is relevant. And it's something that we should live according to as young men and young women of God. All right, let's start in Psalm 119. All right, Lord have mercy. Psalm 119. Let's look at the first truth about being young and sanctified. Because sometimes you'll have these negative thoughts come across your mind. Man, I can't do this. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Man, it's too hard. No, it ain't. God's commands are not grievous or hard. No, we can do it. We just have to apply ourselves. Am I right about it? All right, Psalm 119. Got a quiet audience. Y'all listening. Psalm 119. And notice, if you will, the first truth about being young and sanctified. Psalmist says, David says, how can a young person cleanse his way, or we would be right to say, be sanctified? How can a young person be sanctified? All this sex out here, all this booty out here, how, Lord? All these parties out here, all this stuff going on in the world, how can I be, all this weed, how can I be sanctified? How, Lord? He answers his own question, or gives an answer, by taking heed according to your word. I can become sanctified when I heed God's word. Bottom line, if I start heeding God's word, I can clean my life up. You don't have to stay depressed. Be sanctified. You don't have to be suicidal. Just be sanctified. Sanctification comes by obedience when you look at this particular text. When it comes to heeding God's word, young people, heeding means to pay attention and to practice. You got to focus on God's word and make sure you're striving to put that in action. See, you can't focus all your energy into these celebrities out here. You ain't going to be sanctified. You and I got to be focused on God's word. You can't be focused on your social media account all the time. You ain't going to be sanctified. You're going to be caught up in the what's going on social media. You and I got to focus. You can't be focused on what your friends think. No, you can't be focused on how and what they think about you. You need to be focused on what God thinks about you. That's how you get right, by paying attention or focusing on God's written and revealed word. How many have ever been guilty of focusing on the wrong thing for too long? Watch this, and it affects you. Yeah, I've been there. Be focused on your problems. Focused on what ain't going your way. Focused on what he say, she say. You got to kill that. You got to pay attention to God's written and revealed word and then put that into action. That's what you practice. Breaking this down, I want to give you something that the Lord dealt with me about as I meditated on this verse. You are who you choose to obey. You are who you choose to obey. Say that with me. Say, you are who you choose to obey. Yeah. If I focus on the things of God and I choose to do that, guess what I'm going to be? I'm going to be godly. Yeah, that's right. If I focus on the things of the world, young folk, and I let that be my priority, I can say I love the Lord all I want, but guess what I'm going to be? Worldly, because that's what I am obeying. If you pay attention more so and you're more focused on what your friends think and their opinions, you're going to be a people pleaser. Why? That's who you choose to obey. Can I go further? If you concerned about yourself, I got to do what I got to do, then you're selfish. You your own God. And Jesus said it like this. He said, if anyone is going to follow me, they first need to deny themselves. So whoever I choose to obey, young people, that's what I'm going to be. That's what I'm going to be. So if you and I focus on the things of God, guess what? We're going to be godly. And how many in here you want to be more godly by a show of hands? Then you got to focus more on the things of God when it comes to how you think, how you talk, and how you act. And when you and I are doing that, we're heeding the word. And as long as we're heeding that word, God is going to begin to sanctify us. Yes. When I started focusing on coming to God's church, worshiping him, getting involved in ministry, I didn't have time to focus on going to the club and parties. Amen. Yeah, I didn't have time to do that. When I finally told myself, look, I ain't ready for no type of female relationship right now. Let me get myself together. I wasn't slipping, tipping, and dipping. Why? I changed my focus. I was like Jesus at 12 years old. I was about my father's business. And see, that's the key to life, young folk. You have to look at who you're focusing on, what you're heeding, because that's what you're going to be. Woo, that's some good stuff right there. All right, let's go to 1 Thessalonians. So the first truth I want us to understand about sanctification, remember this, is that heeding the word sanctifies. Heeding the word does what? It sanctifies. It cleanses us, helps us to be holy, set aside for God's use. We should never say things like, well, it's just me. I do this. It's just No. If any man be in Christ or in the word, he or she is a new creation. So I got to get myself out the way and start heeding God's word. How many understood? Don't play with me. Don't lie. How many understood by a show of hands? Okay. Second truth about being young and sanctified. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. Oh, Lord. This one right here. Now, this church had a lot of issues. Yeah, they had a lot of issues. They had a lot of issues with sex and fleshly desires. They did. And sometimes young and adults, you have and I have different fleshly desires we gotta deal with. Woo, I heard one person say, "You right." Yeah, that's just a part of life. We human. We got hormones. We got bodies. We have affections. Am I right about it? Some would say, I got needs. Now, hold on now. Yeah, God made us a certain way. But even though he made us a certain way, young folk, we just don't need to live without self-control. We still need to be sanctified. Even though you got all these feelings and desires. I got to take a quick poll. I ain't going to ask y'all business. How many sometimes have feelings and desires? And you don't even feel comfortable talking to your mama about it. Let me see them hands. Be honest. How many have certain feelings? Now, some of y'all, I'm wondering, you don't? What? Shoot. Nah, it's certain stuff I couldn't talk to my mama about. Let me tell y'all how my mama was. My mama knew I had certain things going on. She would just leave condoms in the bathroom. That's what she would do. Like I'm supposed to come and talk to her about that. I'm like, Mama, I don't want to talk to you. Let me find a way to deal with this on my own. But see, God got it set up. We don't have to deal with it on our own. You don't have to go to YouTube or Google to try to figure out how to deal with this stuff. God got an answer for everything. Yeah. And sometimes you'll have desires that are wicked that will come to you. You'll be a young girl, but why I feel like talking to these girls? No, that's a wicked desire right there. That's a demon. That's a devil. Look at somebody say, that's a devil. Yeah, you don't give place to the devil. Why? Because the Bible teaches God made woman for man. Woo, I said he made. There's somebody out there made for you. But you got to be ready. So when you get them feelings as a young woman or as a young man, well, maybe I ought to just mess with these other young men. You know, I'm striking out with these girls. No, 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 no. Look at somebody say, no, no. Because, see, if the truth ain't taught, they got cartoons and movies that'll teach you the wrong way. And the Bible says that God's church is the pillar of truth. So I'm going to tell you the truth, even though it's not popular. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because Disney and Marvel and all these folks, they telling a lot of lies. And messing folk up. Lord have mercy. So let's look at 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 4. And notice, if you will, verse number 3. Oh, Lord. Y'all ready? Okay. Look what Paul tells this church. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. Let's stop right there. What does he say? This is the will of God, your sanctification. See, some of y'all over here ain't even getting with us. Come on, let's try it again. For this is the will of God. What is the will of God? Sanctification. That's the first truth I want you to see. Being sanctified is God's will. It's not old-fashioned. It's not something that grown folks should do only. Sanctification, young folk, is the will of God. And you can be sanctified and still have fun being young. You don't have to stay locked up in the house. You don't have to pray for 23 hours a day. You don't have to walk around with a Bible in your hand. You don't have to respond to everybody, I'm blessed and highly favored. No, that ain't got to do with your sanctification. You can be young and sanctified and enjoy life. But you need to understand that's the will of God. That's God's purpose. It's God's purpose for you to be holy. God don't want you to be passed around. That's not God's will for you. Well, I'm going to sleep with him. Maybe he like me. Well, I'm going to sleep with him. Maybe he'll like me. Well, I'm going to try her because these guys tripping. No, no, that ain't God's will for you. He don't want you to be passed around. It's not God's will for you to be high and out your mind. That ain't God's will for you. God wants you and wish above all things that you're healthy. Well, it's just weed. Don't you know weed still affects your body negatively? Well, it's just vape, you know. Don't you know vape is more poisonous than tobacco? At least tobacco is man is natural, but vape is man-made. So you know evil men gonna try to come up with some type of additive to keep you coming back, spending your money. God wants you healthy. God wants you healthy. He don't want you high. God don't want you passed around. God don't want you depressed, unhappy with life. Oh, no. It's the will of God for me to be holy, for me to be happy, for me to be blessed. That's the will of God for the sanctified. He don't want me to be married and miserable. Shoot, I can be single and miserable, but I ain't getting married to be miserable. No, no. He want me to have a sanctified marriage. He want me and my wife to be on the same page. He want the two to become one. He want me to take care of her. He want her to respect me. Look at somebody say, he want a sanctified marriage. Yeah, he want us sanctified. That's the will of God. When you see these young ladies out here shaking their tail and talking about is hot girl this and all, that ain't the will of God for your life. That ain't the will of God for your life. That ain't the will of God. Out here getting their lips injected, butt injected, breasted. Good God, I just want a regular woman. Look at someone that said, that ain't the will of God. Yeah, if you flat chested, look, love yourself. If you big busted, love yourself. If you got big hips, love yourself. No hips, love yourself. Yeah, it ain't the will of God for you to be trying to keep up as a young woman with what they call beautiful. No, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You need to know that. Am I talking right? It's the will of God for me to be sanctified, young folk. Say that. Say, it's God's will for me to be sanctified. Yeah, that's a good thing. Being sanctified is a blessing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Get that in your spirit. It's a good thing. And how many know the best place to be is in God's will? I want to be in God's will. Look at this. The will of God, God's purpose, what's good, pleasing, and acceptable to him. I want to be in the place that pleases my God. What about you, young folk? Do you really want to be in a place that pleases God? Yeah. I know you do. And so we got to tighten up areas in our life where we're lacking. Yeah. You got to tighten up areas in your life if you want to be pleasing that are lacking. Because God's church is a sanctified church. God's people are sanctified folk. What I look like telling you I belong to God, and you be hearing me cussing folk. You at the red light and I pull up, get the hoe, tell her, kill him, daddy. Will you be looking at me like, I thought Pastor Baker would. Gotta tighten up. Gotta tighten up. Now you may play video games online and they may cuss and act crazy, but you shouldn't. Why? You're sanctified. That's a good place to be. Lord have mercy. Let's keep reading. In order to remain sanctified, we must abstain from certain things. Lord have mercy. Let's finish the verse out. Look at what he says. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. So I got to know there's just certain things I need to leave alone. I got to abstain. I got to do without. I got to do without. Oh, Lord. Well, you know, Pastor, I don't really get down. I try not to really mess with girls, but I do be masturbating sometimes. No, you can do without that. Yep. Well, sometimes I do watch a little porn. No, if you're going to be sanctified, you got to learn how to do without. Well, I do listen to so-and-so, you know, that's my favorite artist. But is that artist glorifying God? You got to learn how to do without. Deny yourself. And see, one thing about God, when you compare him to people, is that we can't see those dark places in your life. But God's eye is in every place. He beholds the good and the evil. And he knows what's going on in the lives of his people. And so, young people, when God gives us a word like this, and be like, oh, Lord, he talking about them things I don't talk to folk about. We got to clean them areas up. Because what's done in the dark, sooner or later, if we don't get it right, it'll come to the light. So when God just keeping the cover on our stuff, that's when we need to get right. Lord, help me, Jesus, forgive me, because I don't want this to be brought to the light. Now, they needed to abstain from sexual immorality, but what do you need to abstain from in order to be sanctified? That's what you have to tell you. What do I need to leave alone? Who do I need to stay away from in order for me to be sanctified? Is it something I need to stop doing? Somewhere I need to stop going? So God can consider me sanctified. I don't want to be singing on the praise team that together we look sanctified. But I can't answer for my fellow praise team leader when I die. I have to answer for myself before God. Yeah, we preachers, but in that day, it's going to be some that's not going to be able to enter in. They're going to say, Lord, didn't we do this? Didn't we do that? And he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Bottom line, you ain't sanctified. You was a worker of iniquity. We got to be sanctified. Got to be holy. And that don't mean be flawless or right. But it does mean certain things that we have been allowing to take place, now we need to abstain. We got to stop or stay away from. Y'all understand? And it sometimes, listen to me. Sometimes you like doing the thing that God tell you not to do. You enjoy it. You find pleasure in it. And sometimes, young folk, you don't see nothing wrong with it. But I'm breaking it down this morning. It should be clear. Am I right about it? Yeah, we have to abstain. We have to lay aside every weight and sin. God ain't going to come down and do it. You and I have to lay it aside. Got to stop it. Messages like this, you don't get a lot of. You preaching, you right. But is it good stuff? Is it right? Is it tight? Yeah, but it's right. Remember, truth will sanctify. And sometimes God will just give us messages. Matter of fact, not sometimes, often here at a place of refuge, he give us messages that just step all on our foot because he wants us to be acceptable and pleasing. So whether it's one thing, five things, or 20 things, you and I, we have to be to the point to where we learn to just abstain from it. That's why it's important, young folk, as I move on, to have the Holy Spirit. That's why being saved is not enough, because some things can get a hold to you and it be hard to let go. But the Holy Spirit will give you and I power. He'll give us power to abstain from certain things that we feel like we need. Yes. He'll give us power. Right? Yes. All right. How many want it God's way? Yes. Yeah, God's way is not always the most pleasurable route. Uh-huh. It's not always the pleasurable route. The Bible described God's way as a narrow path. The Bible says the righteous, we barely make it in. But look, I'd rather barely make it in than not make it in. So I'm going to strive to be holy because that's the highway to heaven. That's the way. And in the day and time, young folk, we living in, sin is just, It's rampant. It's everywhere. It has to be some young folk that's still standing for holiness. If I'm right about it, somebody shout, he right? Okay, let's stay right here in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 3, and let's go to verse 4. Maybe I get some talk back with verse 4. Then he continues in verse 4, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel or body or life in, help me, sanctification and honor. So first we see that heeding the word causes us to be sanctified. Then we see that sanctification is the will of God, right? Now we see in this verse, you must know yourself to keep yourself sanctified. You got to know yourself. Look at the verse that each of you should know. Each of you should know how to possess. You got to know you. If you're going to go to the next level, you got to know you. If you're going to improve, you got to know you. And he says, you and I, we got to know how to possess our body, possess our life. We got to know how to keep ourselves in God's will. You got to know. Now, let me just make up a name. Let's use the name Cheryl. Yeah. Now, if you and Cheryl is tight, and I hope nobody name in here Cheryl, but if you and Cheryl is tight, but Cheryl like to do stuff that you know your God don't want you to do, you need to know what Cheryl is about. Man, I know if I get to hanging around Cheryl, every time I get to hanging around her, I end up doing what I ain't got no business doing. You got to know you. You got to know you. You just got to tell you, man, I ain't going around Cheryl. She going to call me, but I ain't going to answer. She going to text me, but I ain't going to reply. You got to know you. You got to know you. Oh, Lord, I can't be alone with her. Oh, Lord, I got to be in a group with her. Because if I'm alone with her, I know me. She like to hold hands. She like for me to look at her in the eye when we talk. I can't be doing all that. Oh, no. She want me to put my hand around her, put my hand in her back pocket when we walk. Man, I can't be touching her in her back pocket like that. That going to touch her on her booty. I can't do that. I know me. Because once I get started touching a little something, somebody said it's over with. But see, you got to know. You got to know you. Man, I can't listen to that kind of music right there. I can't listen to that right there. You got to know you. Man, you see last night episode of so-and-so? Sometimes, man, I can't watch that. They got too much such and such in that. It bring back too much of my past to my mind. You have to know you. See, what bother me may not bother you, but what bother you may not bother me. So I just need to know what I can handle. I need to know my boundaries, my limitations. Am I right about it? Yeah. If me and you go out together and you got $500 in your pocket ready to spend, but I'm sitting on $25.50, I can't spend money like you. I'm limited. I got $25.50 in my account. You got $500 in yours. I know my limitations. I can't do what you do on that particular day. Yeah. That's how it is in life. What worked for somebody else may work for them. You got to know. You got to know you. But you know, I don't mind. She kissed me on my cheek. That's it. No, I don't want no kiss on no cheek. I got to have me some tongue, some holding, some groping. I can't even start. You got to know. You got to know you. Got to know you. When we go to prom, we got to have like 6 other people with us. For real, man, it's too much flesh sticking out that night. I got to have some folk around me to keep me accountable. I find myself in the back of this limo going crazy. I know me. Look at somebody say, you got to know you. Yeah, you got to know you. You be having desires as a young woman for other young women. It's just certain things you don't need to be watching on TV. Because it's going to promote that and it's going to tell you that's okay. You can't hang around your cousin that practices that lifestyle. No, because she's going to be telling you it's okay. You got to know you. And let me tell you, when folk try to ask you and examine you why you don't do what you do, you don't have to give everybody an answer. You got to know when to keep your business your business. You don't give other folk. You don't give them ammunition to use against you. You fighting this battle, so you can't tell everybody what's going on in your life, because some folk will use what you tell them not to help you, but to hurt you. I know I'm talking right, young folk. Yeah. You got to know you so you can protect your salvation. You can keep your anointing. You can stay in the will of God. Look at somebody say, you got to know you. Yeah. And when I learned this as a young man, it helped me to grow. It helped me to grow. It helped me to grow because I just became honest with where I was. And I just said, well, Lord, I'm just not strong enough to do this right here. So I'm just not going to even fool with it. I know me. They saying it's okay to do this, but I know that it ain't okay for me to do that. So I'm just not going to fool with it. You got to know you. And sometimes folk will try to tell you, think, well, God know your heart. God know your heart. He know you trying. No. God set you at a certain standard. That's where the standard you strive to live at. You don't try to lower your barometer for somebody else. No, you live based upon how God is dealing with you according to his word. Am I talking right, young folk? All right. You got to know you. Sanctification is required for faith walkers, especially young faith walkers. God wants us to be sanctified. And how many know you can do it and enjoy life? You can do it. How many understand that from the teaching on this morning? Ain't get too much help, but how many know I was right? Well, let's stop and let's give God a hand clap for that teaching right there. Sanctified.
Yeah. You say you're searching for happiness. It's the way to go. You say you want peace. This the way to go. If you're trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all want to live. This the way to go. 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 This the way to go.
You are now listening to The Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.